Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Great to have you back. It's been a good week. We've learned, a lot of things about respect and reverence. Today I want to talk a little bit about being ashamed. We see that a lot in the church today. We see it, and we've seen it all throughout, the centuries. But I want to talk to you out there, hopefully, if there's any kind of bashfulness in you, anything about being ashamed or anything of that nature, I want you to listen to the program today and really, really listen to what we're saying to you. The scriptures make it very clear. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now, you know, what he's telling you there is that if you're a believer, if you have given your heart to the Lord and accepted Jesus as your Savior, there's nothing to be ashamed of in any way, shape, or form about Him, God, the Holy Ghost, and the Word of the Lord. Nothing to be ashamed of, because it's the power of God unto salvation that you've learned. And so, excuse me. What we see a lot of times, and I mentioned this at the end of yesterday's program, there's a lot of people who, when their minister will ask if there's anybody needs prayer, would you come up front and let us pray for you? They won't ever get out of their seats. They're too bashful. They're too ashamed to admit that they might have a problem and somebody see that they got a problem. That's just pride, folks. It's just pride. It's sinful pride, too, is what it is. If you've got any kind of a problem with something, you should get out of your seat, go down to the altar, let the minister pray with you. You don't have to announce to the whole congregation what the problem is. You're there with just the minister, and you can, calmly and quietly tell the minister you need prayer. You can tell him what for or not. Doesn't matter. If you just tell him you need prayer, he'll pray for you. God knows. The Lord knows. But a lot of times, see, God wants you to be bold in the respect that He doesn't want you to be ashamed to talk. He doesn't want you to be ashamed to admit in public who you are. That's one good thing about baptism, is that it's a public display of your faith, of that you've changed your life, you've given your life to the Lord, and now you've committed your life to the Lord, and you want to be baptized in His name, and it's a public display, and that's a good thing. Nothing bashful about it, nothing to be ashamed of, and I think that's one thing that's really a problem in today's churches, is that everybody is too ashamed to go up front for fear of exposing themselves. Somebody, like I said, will think, well, they got a problem. Oh, how can that person have a problem? I want to tell you something, folks. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care if you go to church 7 days a week. Everybody needs prayer. Everybody needs prayer. We all have our times when we need prayer. We need help. And we should never be ashamed to ask for help, even if it's just something so small as to ask somebody to pray for you. That's actually a very big event when you pray for somebody. But it's just a small thing. Just say, could you pray for me? I got some problems. I really don't want to say what they are, but would you pray for me? Sure. And it says, Romans 10:10, that was Romans 1:16 I read earlier, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans 10:11 says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Should not be ashamed. That's exactly how it's supposed to be. And hope maketh not ashamed. We have hope in God because the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So see, we've got the ability. God gave us all the tools that it takes to pray. and to be prayed for. We just got to do it. We just got to do it. That's all it comes down to. You just have to get rid of your bashfulness. But how many times have you had a problem? And I venture to say everybody out there has. But how many times have you had a problem and you was too ashamed to say something to somebody? Or you was too proud to say something to somebody? Those are actual sins, because you should never be too proud. You should never be ashamed. You should not worry about those kind of things. You should be open. I plead with people when I preach to come down to the front. Come down if you got prayer. And, you know, most of the time people won't come down for prayer. A few Sundays back, I was preaching, and five people came down for prayer. Four or five. I think it was four, actually. And that was marvelous that people would come down and in front of other people and let them see that they need prayer. That's what it's all about, folks, is admitting who we are in the Lord. I'm a child of God. I am never going to be what God is. Not even when my time comes and the Lord returns and I go to heaven, I'm still not going to be what God is. Not exactly. God's supreme. You know, He's the supreme pizza. I'm just the pepperoni and cheese, you know. That's kind of how I use it with kids, you know. I tell them, you know, God's the supreme pizza and I'm the pepperoni and cheese. And they say, well, I like cheese pizza, you know. You know, kids are funny that way. But you can't be ashamed of God. You can't be bashful. You know, you just cannot let those things get in your way, because when you're like, if you do, here's what happens. Once you say to yourself, I can't go down to the altar for prayer, for whatever reason it might be, because I don't want people to see me, or I don't want to admit I'm a failure in any way, shape, or form. All you've done is open the door for old Satan to get a better grip on you. And we can sit here and we can lie to ourselves all day long if we want to. But when we do things like that, that's exactly what we're doing, is we're allowing Satan to get a better grip on us. He had a grip on us to start with. That's why we was too embarrassed or ashamed to go down there to begin with. That's from Satan, not God. God gives you all the strength you need if you just take it. The Holy Ghost is there to help you if you just ask Him. See, people think the Holy Ghost don't exist because you don't hear a lot about Him, you don't see Him, and you don't. But the Holy Ghost is real, folks. He's real. And the day you really, truly accept it and believe in your heart that the Holy Ghost is a real entity of God, things will change forever for you. They'll change forever. You won't be ashamed to ask a friend to pray for you. You won't be ashamed to walk down to the altar and say, I need prayer. It's common. It's good. See, if a person goes down to the altar two or three times in a row, you know what? Everybody says, oh boy, that person got major problems. Wow, there's something going on there. No, they love the Lord. Maybe they just love the Lord and they go down to get extra prayer and to tell the preacher, I need prayer in this little area. I need you to pray that I'll have more boldness, or I'll need you to pray that I'll, not be ashamed of the gospel like I am to witness to people. Or maybe you just need prayer because you're trying to help someone or don't know which way to turn to do it. There's a gazillion million ways and reasons you can go to the altar for prayer. But because nobody goes anymore, the ones who sit there that see somebody else going down automatically think there's something wrong in that person's life. It's sickening. Plumb sickening. It used to be people go to the altar all the time for prayer. It was a wonderful thing. That's what the altar was there for. You preach the word. People hear the word. They get convicted of something that's going on in their life by the Holy Ghost, and they go down to the altar and they get prayer. And nobody was ashamed of that. People were happy for them. But nobody's happy for anybody no more. Nobody. It's a shame. It's like everybody's bashful and ashamed of everything. You know, a lady got baptized in our church just recently, rededicated her life to the Lord because she knew she had been doing, she was She had gotten baptized, but for the wrong reason, see? Now she finally, after all these years, she understood what the baptism was all about. So she got rebaptized. She rededicated her life to the Lord. And, you know, hardly anybody waited around after church to congratulate her and tell her, we're so proud of you for giving in to God and allowing God to work in your heart like this. You know, what's with people? What are we ashamed of? What are we embarrassed about? There's nothing to be embarrassed about. If you think there is, just ask a preacher. Yeah, every time somebody preaches, most preachers get butterflies before. But you know what? They go up and they do it because they rely on the Lord for His strength. Preachers, true preachers called to God rely on the Lord for their strength. So they have no reason to doubt, no reason to fear. That's why they can stand on a stage or on a pulpit or platform and they can tell people, come down here and let me pray for you. They can tell people, this is what the Lord said. This is the word of the Lord. It's the way it's supposed to be. They're not ashamed of anything. They're just not ashamed. And that's wonderful. You know, like I said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. See, no reason to be doubting, no reason to be ashamed, no reason to be worried about what people are going to think or anything, because it's for the glory of God that we do everything, or should be. So the next time you're sitting in your church and the pastor says, if there's anybody that needs prayer, I want you to come down and let us pray for you. I want you to get out of your pew or out of your seat, your chair, whatever you're in, and get yourself down there and just tell the, you don't have to tell them what it's all about. Just say, I'd like for you to pray for me. There's something that's on my heart, something I'm working on. I need your prayer to help me with this. I ask the Lord to give me, guidance and strength on it. Don't be ashamed. Rejoice in the fact that you can come to the God, that you can come to God freely. Especially you listening in America. You can come freely to the Lord and ask for His help and ask for the minister there to pray for you. And without worrying about, any retribution from the cops or the army or anybody else. It's a free country here in the United States where you can do those things. And you should be doing it. You should be taking advantage of it. I want you to really think hard about this, about being ashamed of the gospel. We all say we're not. But I'll guarantee you get around your buddies who aren't churchgoers and we'll be that's the last topic you want to bring up, ain't it? Think about that for a minute. You get around your friends who aren't church people, who aren't Christians, and that's the last topic you want brought up, most everybody. Not everybody, but most of you, that's the last thing you want brought up because, you don't want to embarrass anybody. You don't want to be talking to people about stuff that maybe they don't want to hear about. You don't want them to think of you as a church geek, so it's the last topic you want, the subject you want brought up is anything to do with God and church. You know, it should be the first thing you want brought up. I revel in waiting for it. You know, somebody brings up Jesus or the church or anything, I'm talking to them, I'm going to jump right in there and we're going to have ourselves a conversation. We might get to the point where we'll just have church right there because that's what it's all about. Not being ashamed of the gospel. Not being ashamed of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Listen, got to go. God bless you. See you in the morning.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.